You're listening to WITF 89.5 and 93.3. Erie County is well known as one of Pennsylvania's swing counties, one which went for President Donald Trump in 2016, but flipped to President-elect Joe Biden last November. Judging by the switch, you wouldn't be blamed for thinking it's a starkly divided community. But a conversation with some voters shows many are more willing to work toward common goals than seek out what separates them. WITF's Sam Dunklaw led the recent chat as part of the America Amplified project.
About a month after the election, I went to Erie to talk to people about how they were processing Democrat Joe Biden's victory, as well as the president's refusal to concede and the repeated calls for Americans to look past their divisions. I rounded up seven people for a Zoom call. Five Democrats, two Republicans, four men, three women. One's a retired pastor. A few are nonprofit leaders. Another is a teacher and business leader. Two worked for Pennsylvania governors of opposite parties. Barb Chafee is one of the people who worked for a governor, Republican Tom Ridge. She was a longtime Republican, but voted for Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden.
I don't perceive what was my Republican Party, the party I was a member of, as the party of Trump.
Republican Jesri Friend, however, is for Trump, but he wants people to know there's nuance in that decision.
There's probably 19 different reasons why someone may have voted for a Trump, which is very different than maybe my reason. Let's start by not assuming things of others.
This is how the group started answering one of the key questions of the night. What does unity, in a political sense, mean to each of you? David Tamulonis, an event manager at the nonprofit Erie Downtown Partnership, doesn't think it means much at all.
I think we should strive for solidarity, building relationships and shared goals and objectives rather than unity, which seems to be sort of a naive buzzword and a concept that seems a little bit out of reach right now.
Kate Phillips feels the same way. She worked for Democratic Governor Ed Rendell before founding her own consulting firm.
I don't think that unity requires everyone to agree. And I think that we've had a long history in this country of having differing opinions and philosophies and different reasons for going to the polls.
Corey Cook, a logistics worker and musician philanthropist, says people can't hope to start talking to one another productively without building a bridge to a common goal.
We all have different ideas of how to get there. And, you know, that might differ from people from different backgrounds. But at the end of the day, we should be able to unify over the common idea of bettering people's lives.
As our Zoom call went on, I asked the panel to think about what's stopping that bridge building from happening in Erie. Democrat Chuck Camerata took a stab at it. He's a retired pastor who's involved with a group that brings together people of different religions and political leanings to figure out how to talk to one another. But he says bridge building is a slow process.
I think Americans don't feel like we have a lot of time. And secondly, Americans tend to be pretty impatient people to begin with. So if we can't fix it right away with, you know, three short steps, then we're frustrated by that.
Kelly Armour, the folk art director at the nonprofit Erie Arts and Culture, works a lot with the city's large new American population. She says cultural festivals put on by people from all over the world do a lot to improve understanding. But like so many things, that's been hampered by the pandemic.
Now we're even more in our own little silos, spending more time on social media. I think the fact that you have death threats on social media is blocking bridges to understanding.
Despite all that, in the course of our conversation, something kind of cool happened. Republican Jesri Friend and Democrat Kate Phillips were talking about education policy, whether more money for schools produces better results.
I will tell you the short version was no. I am convinced.
My short answer is yes.
Interesting. You and I are going to get coffee. We'll soon talk about that because I would love to pick your brain on that more.
Kate remembered the offer as the chat wound down and revealed that she was maybe thinking a little differently about someone who voted for the candidate she didn't.
In the hour that we spent on this Zoom, I just can't imagine you saying, you know, calling someone Pocahontas or, you know, just all these things. Like, I can't imagine that. You seem like a pretty cool guy. Like, that's pretty nice, you know?
Just like that, simply talking led to the first step in building a bridge. Sam Dunklaw, WITF News, Erie. I'm Sam Dunklaw, and this is America Amplified.